I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, R-E-J-O-Y. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. Then, there's the natural hormonal changes our body goes through, perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. The good news is, we don't have to suffer through it anymore. The good news is we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com using code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today.
To whoever this may impact, sometimes our lives have to be completely shaken up, changed, and rearranged to relocate us where we're really meant to be. Sometimes change feels like loss, transformation is scary, and sometimes to discover the best versions of ourselves, we must let go of absolutely everything that's holding us down. Welcome to I Missed Me, your new safe space. I'm excited to form a part of your healing journey. Realistically, theoretically, and scientifically, each of us face death once. The body's biological processes inevitably reach a point where they can no longer sustain life. Cells deteriorate, organs fail, and consciousness fades. This is a single undeniable event that marks the end of our individual existence as we know it. However, I believe we die multiple times all throughout our lifetime. Not physically, of course, but I believe there's death in every ending. A version of us dies every single time a relationship ends. A version of us dies when we outgrow a place. And a version of us dies when what we thought our future looked like changes. Symbolic deaths, I like to call them. The ones that mark the end of something that was once part of us. These deaths feel heavy. They are exhausting and they are very painful. But they are also necessary. Each ending, each metaphorical death, clears the way from everything that we thought was for us and prepares us to receive everything that is actually meant for us. Death is only meaningful when there is life behind it. And restarting is only powerful when transformation takes place. The power of restarting. The idea that each ending we face is actually an invitation to start again. Psychologists talk about something called the fresh start effect. It is the reason as to why we feel motivated and look forward to January 1st every single year, to our birthday, or even after something as simple as moving to a new city, or starting a new job. These moments provide us a mental clean slate. We prepare ourselves and feel confident that when a certain day arrives or a specific thing happens, we will start again. In a way, we're programmed to see value in new beginnings. Neurologically, the brain is constantly restarting. It is a process known as neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is the brain's remarkable ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections all throughout our life. This adaptability allows the brain to respond to experiences, learn new skills, recover from injuries, and even adjust to changes or losses. Ultimately, neuroplasticity is the brain's built-in flexibility mechanism when we experience a significant change or, again, symbolic death. It can actually catalyze this neural rewiring. The brain is constantly adapting, helping us to reshape our identity and navigate the unknown. So scientifically speaking, we're not only capable of restarting, but we are actually designed for it. Very ironic, I know. How we all are designed for change, yet we all fear it, and as consequence, avoid it. Impermanence refers to the concept that all things are temporary and subject to change, whether it's a person, relationship, place, or thing. The concept of impermanence encourages an awareness of the nature of existence and that the only permanent thing in life is that nothing is. When we understand impermanence, we can work on acceptance, reduce attachment, and appreciate the beauty of life's temporary experiences. It is okay to grieve what's ending, but it is also powerful to realize that in every single ending, there is a hidden beginning. There is power in letting go. There is power in deciding that what you thought you wanted might not actually be what's best for you. And because you want what's best for you, you accept to let go. There is power in trusting. There is power in realizing that the more we try to control, the less we actually have it. And there is power in restarting. First, allow yourself to mourn. There is grief after every death. And because a version of us dies every single time we change, we must grieve it in order to embrace it. Acknowledge it. Spend time with it. Give yourself the permission to feel sad, lost, and frustrated. But then, slowly let yourself shift from what was to what could be. Second, define what new looks like for you. What led your past self to be in this position? What have you learned? Who do you want to be from now on? Use this as an opportunity to realign with what truly matters to you. And third, take small steps. Big changes don't happen overnight. Transformation is a long journey. Start with one small shift, whether it's a new habit, a new connection, or even a new mindset. The beauty of restarting lies in the freedom to build something new, brick by brick, without the weight of past limitations holding you down. Restarting will never be easy, but it is necessary. It is an opportunity to let go of the past, to grow, and to honor the person that you are becoming. If there's something in life that feels like it's ending right now, know that it is okay to feel whatever you're feeling. Know that this is simply a chapter closing, and as painful as it might be, a new one is about to begin. Restarting is a powerful act of courage. It is choosing to let go of what's familiar and step into the unknown. Not because it's easy, but because deep down, you know it's necessary. Every restart is an invitation. An invitation to shed the weight of old stories, limiting beliefs, and routines that no longer serve who you're becoming. What's beautiful about a fresh start is that it doesn't demand perfection. In fact, the beauty of restarting is in its messiness. You don't have to have it all figured out. All you need is the willingness to take one step forward, even if that step feels uncertain. Starting small can be transformative. Maybe it's waking up 10 minutes earlier to journal or saying yes to an opportunity you normally shy away from. Maybe it's reaching out to someone you admire or setting boundaries to protect your peace. Each small shift is like planting a seed. And with each step, you'll start to notice that you're building something. Something rooted in intention, and something that reflects the person you truly want to be. It's normal to feel hesitant and even scared as you take the first step. But remember, no great transformation ever came from staying where we are. Growth is uncomfortable, and there's often grief in letting go of the person we once were. But as we release the old, we make room for something more aligned, more authentic, and more fulfilling. If you're facing a transition right now, trust that every ending holds the potential of a new beginning. Trust that you have the strength to create a life that feels true to you, even if it doesn't look like what others expect. Maybe you're facing an ending right now. Maybe your relationship is shifting or a career path is no longer in alignment. Maybe something you thought was permanent is crumbling. And while it's okay to feel sad, frustrated, or uncertain, it's also important to remember that endings are just a part of the cycle of life. Every ending is simply a new beginning in disguise. This moment right now is just a chapter closing. It is a pause, not the end of the story. And as painful as it may feel right now, trust that something better is waiting for you. Something more aligned, something more exciting, and something more fulfilling to what you're leaving behind. And who knows, maybe this next chapter will be the best one yet. The power of restarting is that it allows you to move forward without the baggage of past mistakes or regrets. You have the opportunity to look at your life with fresh eyes, to rewrite your story in a new way, and truly reflect your current self and true desires. It's like hitting the reset button. But it's not about erasing the past. It is about learning from it and carrying that wisdom with you as you move ahead. So, if you're feeling stuck or uncertain, remember this. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to wait for the perfect moment. Just start. Start with one small shift and let the momentum carry you. Trust that you have everything within you to rebuild, to restart, and to create the life that you deserve. With love, Mafe. Besties, if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with anyone that might need to listen. Don't forget that we have a membership, where as soon as you sign up, you will receive an I Missed Me hoodie. Plus, you have access to an exclusive episode every single month, printable activities, meditations, monthly challenges, PDF guides, and behind-the-scenes content. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media, I Missed Me Podcast, on Instagram and TikTok, and subscribe to I Missed Me's YouTube channel, I Missed Me Podcast. I will see you guys on our next episode.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.